This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
The G7 reached a landmark deal on Saturday to pursue higher global taxation on multinational businesses such as Google, Apple, and Amazon, and Facebook, which said it welcomed the deal and accepted this could mean it would pay more tax. The United States, Britain, and five other leading advanced economies agreed to back a minimum global corporate rate of at least 15% and for companies to pay more tax in the markets where they sell goods and services. It's a step that could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help countries cope with the aftermath of the past year's economic turmoil.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Hundreds of people on land and in small boats protested Saturday as the first cruise ship to leave Venice since coronavirus restrictions were lifted set sail Saturday. The MS Orchestra is a 92-ton ship that left Venice en route to Croatia and Greece. Some residents have been urging authorities to ban large ships from the city's lagoon. Port authorities, workers, and the city government, however, welcomed the orchestra's sailing as a symbol of business and tourism restarting after the coronavirus pandemic. Italy's government ruled in April that cruise ships and container vessels must not enter Venice's historic center but dock elsewhere. That ban does not take effect until terminals outside the city's lagoon are completed and a tender for the terminal's construction has not been launched. There's more news on our website, VOA.